Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. All week, we're celebrating Teen Titans. Saw Teen Titans go to the movies last Saturday, actually, in the theaters, and I cannot recommend that movie enough. If you're a comics fan, if you're a cartoon fan, especially if you're a DC fan, you need to go see this movie. It was really funny and really enjoyable, and I loved it. I'm so glad I went and saw it, because I wasn't going to. And we'll learn why here in a little bit. But today we're going to kind of look at not only Teen Titans Go, but the franchise that is the Titans, the Teen Titans, and all that they've done in the last decade plus. It's actually pretty impressive when we break it all down. There will be spoiler warnings. This is your spoiler warning. See, I told you there's going to be one, and then there was one. And now there will be spoilers. So, just a heads up, including spoilers for Teen Titans Go to the movies. Because stuff happens. I mean, I think most people know at this point. The internet shared it everywhere. But so since 2003, there have been 4 series based on the Teen Titans, 3 of which are airing right now. It started back in 2003 with just Teen Titans. A lot of people love the show, I mean, myself included. It was a lot of fun. Ran for 5 seasons, 65 episodes. Dealt with a lot of mature topics and storylines. Even had a movie. So if they come back for another season, that's 6 seasons and a movie. But it was canceled in 2006. And not too long, I say not too long after that, in 2010, Young Justice started. Wow, it doesn't seem that long ago. Young Justice came around, and it lasted for 2 seasons on Cartoon Network, and then a 3rd season is coming to the DC Universe online streaming service, which I'm really excited about. And this show was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. I mean, Greg Wiseman, who is part of the team that brought you Gargoyles and things, is one of the reasons, you know, he's behind it, and that's why it's great. And then if you fast forward to 2013, that's when Teen Titans Go debuted, which was pretty much all the same voices from Teen Titans, but completely different format. And then later this year, also on DC Universe, we have Titans coming out. So, out of those, Titans and Young Justice are airing on DC Universe, and Teen Titans Go is on Cartoon Network. Well, and as we saw in the mid-credits scene for Teen Titans Go to the Movies, the original Teen Titans might be coming back. And that, I was giddy when I saw it in theaters. I didn't have it spoiled for me or anything. So, if this is spoiling it for you, I warned you, I guess, is all I can say. But that, if that puts all 4 Titan shows on TV at the same time, that is unprecedented. You know, we've never had more than like 2 Batman shows, and that's only because Gotham is technically a Batman show. But the animated ones have always been different and stuff. I mean, you'd have Justice League Unlimited Beware the Batman and the Batman were on. But having 4 shows about the same characters, I think, is awesome. And it really kind of speaks to DC, because for a long time they've had a no-share rule, where if they're going to make a Suicide Squad movie, Arrow can't use Suicide Squad. That's why they killed them all off in Arrow. So having all these shows that all have Robin, that all have Raven or Cyborg, or, you know, most of them will have Cyborg, and things. And Starfire and Beast Boy is really exciting. And I think it's, you know, these characters are incredibly relatable. You know, when sidekicks were first introduced, it was introduced because kids couldn't relate to Batman or Captain America. You know, it wasn't realistic that they could be that person. But you know what? You could be Robin or Bucky. You could be the sidekick that helped out the big hero all the time. And, you know, they kind of became the point of view character. And it's gone on and on since then. I think one of the reasons that the Titans, whatever you want to call them, work is they really embrace that legacy of DC. You know, if you look, starting back with the very, very first Teen Titans lineup, you know, those characters were all sidekicks and were all, you know, trying to get out of their mentor's shadow. And you had who all was in the original? And you had Robin, Kid Flash, Aqualad were the first ones, and then Wonder Girl, which if you ever want your mind just completely screwed and change everything, you know, look up the history of Wonder Girl, how they thought she was a character, even though really it was just stories about a young Wonder Woman and everything. There's a lot that went into that. And they would, you know, so all these people were sidekicks, and they would go on. Dick Grayson became Nightwing, later became Batman for a little while. Wally West is Flash. Donna Troy has had a few different nicknames and things. And Aqualad is, well, it's Aqualad. I definitely say that the Young Justice version of Aqualad is the best one. And you also had Speedy, who would go on to be Arsenal and Red Arrow and a few other names. And that's why I think Teen Titans works. And then you had, you know, the next class come in, the Starfire, Cyborg, Beast Boy, Raven, and then always whoever's Robin is usually in there. But they would kind of graduate either to be their own heroes or, you know, graduate up to Titans, just the book Titans, which dealt with kind of more adult situations and sees them being grown-ups. And some of them even go as far to be on the Justice League, with Cyborg especially being retconned to being a founding member. And I think that's really cool. And so that growth, you know, that's one thing about comics. We always talk about how they are forever in that perpetual second act. You know, you can't move on with the characters. You can't do too much with them. You can't grow them too much. But with Teen Titans and Titans and Young Justice and all of these, it gives you a platform to tell this story and to say, okay, here's the next step. Yes, Robin was Batman's sidekick, but you know what? Now he's running his own team with the Teen Titans. Oh, you know what? Now he's his own hero over in Titans. And it doesn't work for all the characters, I'll admit, but it is really, really fascinating. And so when you have four different shows, you know, they're all able to tell different stories in different ways. You know, you can look at Young Justice and Teen Titans to really have the big overarching stories, especially Young Justice. Titans, you know, coming out, we'll see what it's like. I am cautiously optimistic, as I am for so many things, just because, yeah, I feel like Dick Grayson should be Nightwing by this point if he's in adulthood, but we'll see. Maybe they'll bring it in. And then bringing Young Justice back is going to be great. Bringing Teen Titans back is going to be great. There's some avenue for everybody. You know, whether you like, if you like the goofy, kooky stories, cool, you have Teen Titans Go. If you want the super dark Snyderverse DCEU stuff, watch Titans. If you want a little more lighthearted, but still big stories, regular Teen Titans. If you want, you know, the dark big stories, but not too dark, then you have Young Justice. You know, and I think the combination of those four shows, like I said, just speaks to the strength of the characters, of the format, of everything. And I'm excited. And after watching Teen Titans Go to the movies, I may even go back and watch some more of that. You know, I just kind of wrote it off because I was one of those people that loved Teen Titans and saw this as kind of a smack in the face. But, you know, maybe it's not. Maybe it is more of an homage and means to an end or something. But we'll see. Let me know which show is your favorite out of those four. I mean, obviously, I haven't seen Titans, but if you're looking forward to it, let me know. You can let me know here in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. Also, make sure you click that little subscribe button. That's going to get you all the shows on our network, not just The Night Nerd, but also Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, Family Sounds, DC Animated Adventures, and whatever else we really feel like throwing at you. It's always good times. But you can even email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I love hearing from everybody. It's a good way, you know, to chat back and forth about the longer topics and heavier topics and stuff. But otherwise, that's going to be it for me today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.